T85 Drive with Mike this afternoon. Nice to have your company. Hope your Wednesday afternoon is going well. Now, today is World Emoji Day. Yes, and social media and internet studies researcher Dr. Crystal Abedin from Curtin School of Media, Creative Arts and Social Inquiry is on the line to tell us more. Good afternoon, Crystal, and thanks for your time today.
Hi, Mikey. Happy World Emoji Day.
I should have said that to you, shouldn't I? Happy World Emoji exactly. Day. Oh, sorry about that. Now, what is the role of emojis, I guess, in this modern communication? We see it everywhere, don't we?
Yeah, we do. So emoji are these really nifty pictograms that we see on every platform now, from mobile phones to laptops to even print media. And they have been a very interesting and meaningful way for young people, actually, but all cohorts and generations to communicate with each other.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Say that about the age. It's probably. I'm mid 50s, and I use them all the time. I'm pretty comfortable using them.
For sure, they do. I think there is a stereotype that such internet cultures are segmented to a youth population. But for something as ubiquitous and accessible as emoji, that certainly isn't the case. Mm. If anything, this is probably one of the most widespread types of visual media adopted by all peoples. But we do have to acknowledge that young people play a very big role in diversifying the use and being really specific about the meanings behind combinations of emoji, for example.
Crystal, how was the way we communicate and use our written, the use of our written text being influenced by the emergence of these emojis?
Yeah, there's a lot of research on this from various disciplines, but one of the takes in joy is the fact that emoji culture is changing the way we think. It's primarily a visual medium, which means these days when we exchange a text message, instead of imagining, say, our own historical memory of a place, the smell, the sound of a place, we're immediately thinking now of a visual representation that may be simplified into a cartoon format or a pictogram that is, say, common across all interfaces, like an iPhone or an Android interface.
Interesting. Crystal, why was July 17 chosen? Was there something significant about July 17 chosen as the date for World Emoji Day? And how is it? How do we celebrate it? What do we do?
Yeah, so there's several articles out there. There's a lot of conspiracy theory. And as you can imagine, us emoji enthusiasts, we live on internet forums debating this. But for the layman, I would say the most confident answer is just that if you flip through your emoji keyboard, say on an iOS phone, and if you look for the calendar emoji, the calendar default date says 17 July. So I think as early as in 2014, people began celebrating World Emoji Day, at first out of fun, but then slowly a lot of companies hopped onto the branding. And then in the later years, more meaningfully, people around the world have been sharing, researching really critical ways emoji has changed our communication culture.
Interesting about that. I was just thinking about that. What are the uses and impacts of emojis when you think about in regards to culture, race, language, and even art and commerce?
That's such a big question. Well, for starters, across languages, emoji are basically their own language on its own. It's a format that allows you to transcend language as a barrier. And I know when I've traveled across the world and been met with menus I don't understand, I have always flipped to the animal section of my emoji keyboard just to make sure I know what meat I'm consuming. But above and beyond that, on a more critical level, emoji has been a really effective way for people to communicate in ways when they're trying to circumvent or evade some sort of censorship. This could be censorship from, say, governments, platforms, ISPs, all the way down to people trying to ensure that someone sitting next to them or a parent or someone of a different generation will not be able to decode their message. If we're looking more specifically at, say, communities for whom emoji have got special significance, whether this is in the area of young people talking about sexual health online or talking about intimate partner violence, then specific emojis come to have symbolic value, and they stand for different things depending on the platform you're using. So it's a way for people really to identify with in-groups and out-groups. It's a nice social message embedded in all public information.
Very interesting, Crystal. Really appreciate you coming on and having a chat with us today. Happy World Emoji Day to you.
Likewise to you.
It's so good. My guest on the line today has been Dr. Crystal Abedin, who is from the Curtin School of Media, Creative Arts and Social Inquiry, to chat about World Emoji Day. You are on 98.5 Drive with Mike this afternoon. Thanks for your company.